Hello students, welcome to distant e-learning program of AEES. This is module 1 by 1, class 7, subject English. Students, today we are going to learn editing, sentence reordering and gap filling from the grammar section. What is editing? Editing is nothing but spotting the error in a given passage and correcting it up with a right knowledge of grammar. Students, you have already learned tenses, prepositions or articles, subject-verb agreement and so on. So the knowledge of these subjects are going to help you to solve editing or sentence reordering and gap filling. So let's see. So what are the mistakes you are going to get in a given passage? The errors that you may find in a given passage may relate to singular or plural, subject-verb agreement, verb, article, preposition, pronoun, conjunction, spelling, etc. The error could be related to articles, like the common rule that we use for articles, that we use A before consonant sound. And like for an example, a boy, a girl, or we use it before the countable subject. We use and before vowel subject, for an example, an apple, an elephant. We use the before a definite person, place or thing, for an example, the Taj Mahal, the White House. Then before, for an example, names of religious books, river, planet, mountain, sea, magazines, etc. Editing of singular or plural, you know, like boy, boys, child, children, tooth, teeth, man, men, lady, ladies, leaf, leaves. These are the few things that you have already learned in previous classes. And for class 7, these are the common mistakes you may get related to verbs or prepositions or articles, etc. So here we are going to understand editing with few examples. If you see here, the question is, find the errors in the paragraph and correct them where necessary. The passengers were waiting at the station when 5 policemen rushing into different compartments of a train. After some time, one of them comes out with 2 young men, and soon the other policeman joined her. The men which had been arrested was being caught for a theft. So just have a look at this paragraph and then try to find out the errors in each line. Now in this first line, if you read the first line, the passenger were waiting at the. So if you notice here, the helping verb were is plural verb. So if the basic rule for subject verb agreement is, if the subject is plural, the verb will be plural. So if you see here, the verb is plural, so obviously the subject will be plural. So we are going to change it from the passenger to the passengers. So by reading the sentence, you might have understood from the first sentence itself, the helping verb were shows that the sentence is written in the past, and that means action is being done in the past. So if you read the second sentence, station when 5 policemen rushing. So here verb is used in a progressive form. So here we will not use the verb in a progressive form, that but the verb will be used in the simple past tense. The passengers were waiting at the station when 5 policemen rushed into now difference compartment of a. So of course this difference is wrong, and then you have to change it into a different. so rushed into different compartments of a train. After some times, it is wrong. This adverb we have to use after some time. One of them comes out. If you see this sentence, since in the previous sentences, the verbs that we used when the past tense. So here comes out, that means we are using present tense. So we have to change present tense into past tense. So comes out will be wrong, and then we have to change it, that one of them came out with two young men, and soon the other policeman joined her. If you see pronoun here, the personal pronoun her, so her that will, you know, go according to the subject, the two young men, and soon the other policeman joined them. Because here the previous subject was two young men, so since it is plural, we have to use them. The man which had been arrested. So here which, this conjunction, the conjunction which, of course we use for thing, and here the men is there, so for the men we have to use who, okay, to show, to relate the person. Next, was being caught for a theft. So in the last sentence, was being caught for a theft, of course it is wrong, because if you see the subject is the men, it is plural, so the helping verb also here was will not be the correct one. You have to change it, were been. So the men had been arrested, were being caught for a theft. Okay, so this is the way you can understand, or you can find. First, it's a very important thing that you have to identify the errors in sentence, and then you can only change it, or you can replace it with a correct form of a article or a verb or a preposition, etc. We can see one more example here. One passage is given. If you read this one, if your children is overweight, avoid junk food but computer games, and prefers fruits to vegetables to help him to becoming healthy. Now this is a small paragraph, and each line there is one error. So what you need to do is you have to find an error, you have to write it where the incorrect word is written below that, and then you have to find, write the correct form of correct, the correction that you have made in a sentence, that you have to write it. So if you read the first sentence, if your children is overweight, so if you see here, how you are going to find out the mistake? So here the helping of verb, if you see, is written is. So is, that means, if that the simple rule is subject verb agreement, if you'll see that if the subject is singular, the verb will be singular. If the subject is plural, the verb will be plural. So here is written, that means you have to change the subject. Okay, so if your children is overweight instead of children, so children is here, this is an error, and then from children we have to change it to child. You can see here. Now avoid junk food but computer games. Now since the child is overweight, he is advised to avoid junk food but computer games. So here if you read the sentence, it seems to be in contradictory. Of course something is wrong. So here what is an error? Error is but. Because if you see the sentence, avoid junk food but computer games. We use but when this, you know, the idea, different idea, when we are, you know, showing the different idea. But here, since child is overweight, he is asked to avoid junk food and computer games. Both the things are bad for the health. So that is why the same idea we are, showing, that is we have to use and but not but. Next, Anne prefers fruits to vegetables. Okay, so here prefers fruits to, here we are not making here comparison fruits to vegetables here, but again the child is advised to use or prefer to prefer fruits and vegetables. Again the same idea. Okay, so here instead of to, we are going to use and. To help him to becoming healthy. Here if you see this one, to becoming, if you know the rules, the infinitive verb, when we use two plus verb V1, we always, whenever we use two, we have to use V1. Okay, to eat, to walk, to sit, like this. So to becoming is wrong. Instead of that, we have to use to become. Again, one more example, like there is an error in each line of the passage against which a blank is given. Now write the incorrect and the correct word in the blank space. This is the small paragraph. Now if you have understood what are the mistakes that you are going to come across in a particular line, you can do it by yourself. We was going to market yesterday. There we saw an elephant. The elephant was dancing nicely in the road. People gave many banana to eat. Now help him to becoming healthy. Now again, if I will give you a clue, we was going to market yesterday. In the first sentence, if you see again, subject, verb, agreement, the simple and the basic rule that goes, if the verb subject is singular, the verb will be singular. If the subject is plural, the verb will be plural. So here we was. So of course, was here, if you see, that is not agreeing with the verb. Now there we saw a elephant. Here you'll find a noun, elephant. But elephant, as you know, that e, elephant, an elephant. So here that article a, that is not agreeing with a word or a noun, elephant. So here then you have to make a change. The elephant was dancing nicely in the road. Here the third sentence, here if you see the preposition in the road, of course in the road, that means under the road, and elephant cannot dance under the road, so on the road. So the correct one will be on the road. People gave many banana to eat. Okay, so people gave many, so here many, that means it is more than one, so singular, plural. So that with this banana is not agreeing with many, so that means that singular subject will be there, singular. This banana will change into bananas. Help him to becoming. Again, I have told you that when we are using to infinitive verb, that to we use V1. We are not going to use ing form. So to become. Okay. Now I think this exercises are enough. You can understand and you can practice it well. Next, we are going to see the gap filling. The gap filling also, the paragraph will be given, and then the option will be there. You have to choose the correct form of verb or article or preposition. Okay, and then you have to fill it in that blank. So there are some important rules that are going to help you how to do it correctly. There are some important rules like the plus adjective, superlative, degree, they're the common things. If the is there or the word is, the adjective is, it is, you know, in that superlative form, that you can write the. Next, related to modal verb, like could is used to refer possibility. For an example, this could be very harmful for us. Next, like must, that shows compulsion or necessity. Okay, like for an example, or a police that is plural form, the Mumbai police, the California police, okay, etc. There are some rules for filling gap with right forms of verb. If you see the rule, like first the common rule is singular subject or the plural subject. If the singular subject is there, singular verb will be used. If plural subject is there, plural verb will be used. Like Sahib is a meritorious student. Like vehicles create traffic jam. So subject is singular, the verb will be singular. Next rule related to preposition, like where we can use in, at, on, of, for, from, etc. Well, like for an example, television is an important source of entertainment, or entertaining children are fond of using mobile phone. Third rule is like to, infinitive verb, that is to, when we are using to, that always we have to use followed, or it is to is always followed by V1, verb V1. Okay, like to go, to walk, okay, to view, etc. Or look forward to, get used to. Next, rule 4 related to modal verbs like can, could, may, might, shall, should, will, would, must, used to, have to, or need to. Okay, after, if you are using these modal verbs, we always have to use V1. Okay, that means the verb first form that we have to use. For an example, he can do the sum. It may rain today. Tori must study tonight. Next rule, while. If there is while, then what will be the structure? While always goes with the verb ing, that is in the progressive form. Like walking in the garden. While walking in the garden, I saw a snake. While sleeping, I dreamt a good dream. Okay, so when we are using while, remember you have to use progressive form of verb. Next rule is rule 6, like the helping verbs are like has, have, had, get, got, getting, having. With that, we always have to use verb third form. Okay, for an example, she got married yesterday. I had my car cleaned. Having taken the money, the train ran away. Our culture is getting westernized. So with have, has, had, get, got, getting, or having, after that we have to use verb third form. Now next is rule 7. Third is sentence reordering. Sentence reordering also, or we can also call it jumble words, where the words are jumbled. So the first important thing that you have to look at the words and then you try to arrange it so that you can make a meaningful sentence. So what are the points that can help you to arrange the sentences in a proper way? The first thing that you need to notice that you have to find the subject first. Okay, about whom the sentence is being talked about. And then when we find the subject, that would be followed by the verb, either helping verb that will come with the main verb, and then object or predicate. Okay, so this is the way that we can, because a normal old sentence is set in a syntax like subject, then verb and object. So if you see a sentence, the first thing that you have to find out first subject, it could be a naming word, a pronoun, okay, and then verb and then object. Okay, so if you try practice, or if you practice more and more, you'll learn. Students, I hope you all have understood it. Thank you.